stocks opened slightly higher this morning after President Trump said that he'd gotten a call from China and officials want to come back to the negotiating table. Later, China's foreign ministry said it was unaware of any phone calls. Jill Schlesinger is business analyst for CBS News, host of Jill on Money. She regularly helps us parse these kinds of tea leaves. Jill, just to recap here, on Friday, both sides escalated their tariffs in the trade war. The Dow fell 600 points. And now we have this claim of a phone call no one seems to know anything about. Your thoughts?
More of the same, perhaps. I think that what has essentially occurred is that while the president was at the G7, there was a lot of phone calls back and forth. There was a lot of phone calls from business leaders. Certainly the reaction to the past 5 or 6 weeks has been pretty negative from businesses in the United States. So I think that what the president was attempting to do was kind of tamp down the emotions a little bit, even though he's the one who had ratcheted them up in some respects. That said, we don't really know who called who. Right now, the only thing we do know is that the two sides are scheduled to actually sit down and talk in September. Maybe that happens sooner, but that's where we are right now. There are talks that are scheduled. We hope that they occur as soon as possible.
So that was always happening. You mentioned American businesses and a lot of phone calls there. The president ordered American businesses to get out of China immediately. He is pointing to a law that many say doesn't apply here. What is the sense of what can happen on that front and how businesses are reacting?
Well, this is a law that's called the International Emergency Economic Powers Act, or by the easy-to-remember IEEPA. All right, so here's the deal. The president can declare an emergency, which then allows for broad authority to block activities of companies or economic sectors with a potential enemy. Now, when I spoke to lawyers over the weekend, they said to me they think that if President Trump and the administration were to somehow label China as an enemy because of its trade policies, that the president could, in fact, invoke these powers. That said, there would be such a pushback from the business community. This would be devastating to where we are in the process of trade negotiations.
Well, of course, this is all the talk of the G7. And I want to ask you what you make of an exchange between President Trump and Boris Johnson as they were sitting around a table and reporters were asking questions. The president saying that, you know, everybody at the G7 supported his trade war, his tariffs. Boris Johnson almost immediately saying, well, we'd actually like to see peace. We actually, if I can sheep-like, I think he said, if I can sheep-like say, we really don't agree with you. What's your sense there?
My sense is that the retort to that would be, and we really don't like the youth that we're considering a hard Brexit. Look, every country has its own domestic political opinions that they have to kind of stoke/adhere to, right? And also, I think that obviously the global economy is already slowing down. So these trade conflicts are adding more headwinds to a process that had already begun. Now, that said, every nation would like to see a path that is a more traditional, where there is diplomacy and meetings and behind-the-scenes negotiations, not something in public. But that's not what they have with President Trump.
Jill Schlesinger, CBS News analyst, host of Jill on Money. Thanks as always.
Thank you.